It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, April 25th, 2018. Today we are recalling a true milestone in literary history. 299 years ago, on April 25th, 1719, Daniel Defoe first published his fictional masterpiece, The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe. The first edition credited the work's protagonist as its author, leading many readers to believe that he was a real person and that the book was a travelogue of true incidents. The work is presented as an autobiography of the title character, a castaway who spends 28 years on a remote tropical desert island near Trinidad, encountering cannibals, captives, and mutineers before ultimately being rescued. The story has been thought to be based on the life of Alexander Selkirk, a Scottish castaway who lived for 4 years on a Pacific island called Masa Tierra, now part of Chile, which was renamed Robinson Crusoe Island in 1966, but various literary sources have also been suggested. Despite its simple narrative style, Robinson Crusoe was well received in the literary world and is often credited as marking the beginning of realistic fiction as a literary genre. It is even seen by some as a contender for the first true English novel. Before the end of 1719, the book had already run through 4 editions, and it has gone on to become one of the most widely published books in history, spawning many imitations, not only in literature but also in film, television, and radio. By the end of the 19th century, no book in the history of Western literature had more editions, spin-offs, and translations than Robinson Crusoe, with more than 700 such alternative versions, including children's editions with pictures and no text. The book proved so popular that the names of the two main characters have entered the English language. During World War II, people who decided to stay and hide in the ruins of the German-occupied city of Warsaw for a period of 3 winter months, from October to January 1945, when they were rescued by the Red Army, were later called the Robinson Crusoes of Warsaw. Robinson Crusoe usually referred to his servant as My Man Friday, from which the term Man Friday or Girl Friday originated. The book's success led to many imitators, and castaway novels written by Ambrose Evans, Penelope Oban, and others became quite popular in Europe in the 18th and early 19th centuries. Many of these have fallen into obscurity, but some became established, including the Swiss family Robinson, which borrowed Crusoe's first name for its title. Jonathan Swift's Gulliver's Travels, published 7 years after Robinson Crusoe, may be read as a systematic rebuttal of Defoe's optimistic account of human capability. In Treasure Island, author Robert Louis Stevenson parodies Crusoe with his character Ben Gunn, a friendly castaway who was marooned for many years. In Jean-Jacques Rousseau's treatise on education, Émile, the one book the protagonist is allowed to read before the age of 12 is Robinson Crusoe. Rousseau wants Émile to identify himself with Crusoe so he can rely upon himself alone for all his needs. In Wilkie Collins' most popular novel, The Moonstone, one of the chief characters, Gabriel Betteridge, considers The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe the finest book ever written, and he reads it over and over again. And finally, the 2000 film Castaway, with Tom Hanks as a FedEx employee stranded on an island for many years, also borrows much from the Robinson Crusoe story. Imagine that, 299 years old and still going strong. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 25th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.